Today's daf is daf Tzadik Beis, and we're up to the Halak HaMishnah. So even though, in this case that we had previously, the opening of the parak, the person pays the amount that was required to be paid for the various embarrassing things that we spoke about before, you should know that in Nimchalo Achivakesh Mimenu, this payment has nothing to do with the mechila that would be necessary to attain in order to do teshuva. So what we're talking about over here in repayment is not necessarily tikkun. The tikkun includes also the repair of the damage that had to do with the relationship between the people. And for that, he needs to request from that person to be mochalim. Shenemar v'ata hashem v'eshet ha'ish ki navihu v'itpalel be'atcha v'chayei. Because we see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Avimelech that he should return Avram Avinu's wife, for he is an Avi. The Gemara will ask, what in the world that has to do with anything? And he will pray for you, and then you will live. But you see that you need the discussion that he should pray for you with Avram Avinu in order for him to be able to be zochet chayim. Uminayin she'im lo machalo shu achzari. How do we know that if he doesn't respond, the person, the victim, doesn't respond to the request for mechila, that he is considered to be cruel? Now, this is the girsa that we have over here. The girsa in the Mishnayot is uminayin shelo yehe achzari. Where do we learn that he shouldn't be cruel and not forgive him? Which is easier to prove from the pasuk that we're bringing. Shenemar, because it continues to say, vayitpalel Avram el Elohim, vayirpa Elohim et Avimelech, vetishto, veamotav, vayaledu. So, I mean, what would be the raya from the fact that Avram was mitpalel, that it would be cruel not to forgive? So some say, since Avram Avinu went so far as to actually pray for him, so it seems that it's a given that he should forgive him. We don't even mention that. So apparently less than that is to do less than the minimum. It's Avram Avinu who did more, far more than the minimum, actually prayed for him. Ha'omer sama et ini, v'kita et yadi, shaver et ragli. Somebody says to his friend, blind my eye, cut off my hand, break my leg. In all of these cases, he would be chayev. And if the man says, even, almanat liftor, do this on condition that there will be no chayev, he's still chayev. On the other hand, if he said, krat ksuti, or shaveret kadi, tear my clothing, break my jug, in these cases, you would be chayev. But there, if you said, almanat liftor, you would indeed be patur. The Gemara is going to discuss why. Asei kein le'ish ploni. Do that to someone else, or tear someone else's clothing. There, even if you say, almanat liftor, and for that matter, even if you say, and I will pay, you would also, the one who does it is chayef, because anyway, ein shliach l'dvar avira, bein begufo, bein b'momono, and there it would be even if it was only in his property. Tanu rabbanan, kol eilu shamru, all of the above amounts that we spoke about are all d'mei boshto. That's only for the boshet that he caused him in slapping him across the face. Avot sa'aro, the pain in his heart, in that he feels the constant pain of the boshet, that is something that afilu kol elei nevayot shebaolam inim chalo, he could bring the best korbanot and the most valuable and marvelous animals in the world, it wouldn't make the slightest bit of difference. There's no carbon that can possibly be mechaper without mechila. Achiva kesh bimenu. He has to get the mechila of the individual that he hurt. Shenemar hashev eshet ha'ish ki navihu v'yitpalel ba'atcha. The Braita asks, does that make sense? Well, because he's a Navi, therefore give back his wife. You know, but if he weren't a Navi, it wouldn't be so bad. I mean, then you can keep his wife. So the Eshet Navi, boy Yaduri, Eshet Acher, lo boy Yaduri. What's it supposed to mean? Because he's a Navi, return his wife. Omer Shua Bar Nachmeni, Omer Yonatan. No. The meaning is this. Hashev Eshet Aish. That's a given. Mikomako. Now, you have been arguing with me in saying, Hagoy Gam Tzadik Taharog. Because after all, in the end, I didn't sleep with her. And halohu amarli achoti, it's all his fault. And he's the one who said, she's my sister. Vehigami amra achiu. So what was I supposed to do? I believed both of them that she was muteret to me. Ah, for that, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ki naviyu. This man is a navi. There's two girsaot. Our girsa is ukvar limed, but the girsa elsewhere is umimcha lamat. It was from you that he learned that he better say that or he's dead. If you learn v'kvar limed, then the meaning of ki navihu, this is a big discussion among the Rishonim, the Mefarshei HaMikra. What does Navi have to do with anything? I mean, this is just intelligence. Say the Chinami, the Ravid says Naviu means he has the Chokhmah of a Navi. Say, as the Pesuk compares Chacham to Navi. But if you learn Ukvar Limeid, the Navihu would mean here, the context would be someone who goes around teaching morality. So he would be the spokesman for the Lord, so to speak. Ukvar limeid, and he has been teaching people. If the Gers is umimcha lamad, it's an analysis of the way that you acted. So either this means he taught people, achsanai shabalair, so a guest who comes to town, aliske achilav shtiyashto alinoto, aliske ishto shalimoto. What should be the first thing you ask him? Are you hungry? Would you like a drink? Or do you first ask him, is this your wife? Is this your sister? I ask you. So, I mean, this would be mimcha lamad. He learned from you. But in any event, we learn an important halacha here, because the Torah says here to Avimelech that only because I didn't let you touch her, but otherwise you'd be dead. So that means that mikan levenor shen neherak shayalo lilmod velo lamad. He could have figured this out. Now, again, if it was ukvar limeid, it's he should have learned from Avram. If it's vimcha lamad, it simply means you should have figured this out on your own. You didn't. The saying that I was ignorant is not a solution. Ki otzor atzar Hashem be'ad. Amar Reb Elazar. When it says ki otzor atzar, why use the double lashon of atzira ba'ad korechem levet Avimelech? So the double lashon of atzar, says Rabbi Elazar, shte atzirot alalu lamo, achat bi'ish. So one of these refers to that the males were also, as an entire reproductive tract of both the males and the female, was atzur, was stuffed up, so that the male could not ejaculate, the shikvat zera, and atzor atzar would be shtayim bi'isha, which would mean shikvat zera. This Rashi understands to mean the male's sperm that would otherwise have leaked out over time was not able to leak out, so just sat there rotting in a womb. But other Rishonim learned to mean shikvat zera means that her own reproductive system was stuffed up. There was no ovulation. Vileda, and if she was pregnant, she couldn't give birth. But also, what, in other words, whatever there was available, even the male or the female. B'matnita tana, it's not only a even though it says rechem, but lamaisa, it's meramis to atzira of any type of orifice that would allow the exudation of something. So we have over here would be shtayim b'ish. If shtayim b'ish would be shichvat zera plus urination was stopped, and shlosha b'ish would be shichvat zera ktanim v'leida. Ravina Amar, well, why stop at that? I mean, we might as well go all the way. We can constipate them all. While we're at it, shavat bishalosh beish shichvat zera ktanim upita baat, and arba'a bishar shichvat zera v'leida uktanim upita baat. Baat korechem. Korechem adds something else. Amar Devei Rav Yanai, afilu tanegolot shel beit Avimelech lo hitil beit zata. Even a bird couldn't get its egg out on Avimelech's farms. Omale Ravala Rabba Bar Mori. We know I'm built to Domer Rabbana. Kalamavakesh Rachamima Chaviro. Vuutz Riklo Todavar. Huna Natechila. What is the basis of what is commonly quoted that someone who is Mavakesh for someone else and he needs that same thing? He is answered first. Omar Le, so he told Rava. Dichtiva Hashem Shav et Shvut Iyov. Bit Palalo Badreyeyu. Here it says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu returned Iyov to his status because he, Iyov, had prayed for his fellows. Omar Le, so Rava said, boy, that's pretty far afield to have to find a raya. Ata mart mihata vana mina mahacha. I say it comes from this very story we're discussing here. Vayitpalel Avraham el Elohim, and indeed his tefillah was accepted by Elohim et Avimelech v'tishto, and so on. And then it says, v'ashem pakad et tzarak asher amar, exactly what it was. Here it was reproduction that had broken down that he was mispalel for. And he also required a hatzalah for his wife Sarah. And immediately then we find Hashem pakad, not a vayivkod Hashem Sarah, but rather Hashem pakad. It had already been done. The meaning it had been done before Abimelech was pakud. Kasher Amar means Kasher Amar Avraham El Avimelech. What it was that Avraham had been mavakish for Avimelech was given to him. You see, the pasuk is telling that in Avraham Avinu's bakash. Omelei Rav El Rabba Bar Mori. Got another one for you. We know Amilta Damri Inche. I mean, once we're on the question of popular adages, I mean, what exactly would be the source? The Gemara is going to go through a lot of popular sayings now and try to find the makor in the Torah for a popular saying, which is a marvelous thing if you think about it. Because, I mean, what it implies is that the sayings that people have are the combined understanding of how it is that people end up experiencing life and therefore represents what becomes a truism about reality. And if that's the case, it has to have a makor in Teras Chaim. So where is it that the Torah taught this issue? So one of the things that Rava asked Rabbi Bar Mori is, where do you think the makor is for the saying that Bahade Hutza Loki Karaba? When you take out the thorns, you also wreck the kruv, the cabbage. Omar le dichtiv lomata rivu elai kuchem pashatem binu mashe. This is a remez that it's not the rivu elai kuchem, it's all of you were poshea in me, which includes Yirmiyahu himself. Omar le, so Rava said, you do it again. You go far afield to find a raya for something which is straight there in Chamishachum Shetara. Atam ad mehatam, vana mina mehacha, ad ana meantem lishmor mitzvotai v'torotai, so that Moshe Rabbeinu himself, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is mochiach for what happens with the man, that people go out, and then it's as if he was the one that was at fault. Omele Rava L'Rabba Bamari, K'tiv U'miktzei Echav L'kach HaMisha Anashim, that Yosef brought to Paro five of his brothers. Which five of his brothers did he bring? Man Yunu Chamisha. Omele Yochi Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Otan Shuch Polu B'Shemot. It's all of the brothers whose names were repeated in the bracha of Moshe Rabbeinu in the Zota bracha, which were Dan, Zvulun, Gad, Asher, and Naphtali. Why did he repeat those names? Because they were the weakest of the Shvatim. And therefore, Yosef, in attempting to assure that Paro would not find his brothers an attractive proposition for leading the army and for putting them in positions of power, wanted to bring the least impressive of his brother. So he brought the least impressive. Yehuda Namich Puli Michpal. Yehuda certainly was not the least attractive. I mean, he was the most powerful. And his name was also doubled. And how can you say then that the Birchat Moshe is considered to be a raya, that the doubling is a simon, that he's weaker than the other brothers? No, that's because Amar Leila Milti Udiyichpel. There was a special need for Moshe Rabbeinu to mention Yehuda again. The Omer of Shmuel Bar Nachmeni Amar Rabbi Yonatan, May Dechtiv Yechiru Uvein V'ayamut, V'yim Etav Mispar V'zot LiYehuda. But what is V'zot LiYehuda Shema Hashem Ko Yehuda? Which is what you're referring now to the double. What is the relationship of V'zot LiYehuda from Reuven? Because what happened was that kolotan 40 shana shayu Yisrael b'midbar, ayu atzvotam sheYehuda megugalim b'aron. All of the years that Klal Yisrael were crossing the midbar, his bones, his remains, were not properly arranged, his skeletal remains. Why? Because he had been mekabel on himself a nidui to bring back avienu elecha v'chatati, im lo avienu elecha v'chatati lecha kol hayamim. And since a nidu yivan atnai requires a afara, and if not, it's mitkayem. So over here it was atnai, so it was mitkayem that he was beninu. Until came along Moshe Rabbeinu to say his tefillah, who bekesh rachamim, he was mevakesh rachamim on Yehuda. And what was the rachamim? He was mevakesh. Vizot Yehuda, meaning, Amar lefanav, Ribono shel Olam, mi garam l'Reuven shiyodeh? We say yichi Reuven v'al yamot because he did teshuva. Where did that teshuva come from? From Yehuda. V'zot liYehuda. He learned from Yehuda that when he saw that Yehuda was modern, he said that tzatka mimeni. So he turned around and he said, Ani bilbalti yitzrei avi. Lamaisa Tosis points out that when it says Vayashav Reuven al Habor, it says over there already that what was Yashav from? Misako mita'anito, which was mashma that he was already doing teshuva previously. So this was way before Yehuda was makabal on himself after the Shnot HaRa'av. He was makabal on himself to bring back Binyamin. Here it says Reuven was already Osek. So Tosus learns that what it means is that Reuven did not publicly acknowledge his chet until Yehuda publicly acknowledged his chet. But there are other Rishonim that taina that the nature of what it says over here, Hodah, isn't specifically the acknowledgement for Rabim. Hodah is always a Lashon Avidui, meaning of Tshuva, Gufa. Why would you say it means Berabim? Therefore, they learn that it's Midrashot Chalukim. So that there's a machloket of whether that's how we should understand the Vayashav Reuven. So it's once Moshe Rabbeinu asked that from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we find immediately afterwards, Shema Hashem Ko Yehuda. At that point, when he said Shema Hashem Ko Yehuda, all Evrei Leshof, and indeed that because of the strange relationship, the Bakhtik Sat, the Miyad, because it's Mashma, that was the Bakosha, Shema Hashem Ko Yehuda. And when Moshe was Mavakish that, through pointing out the Vizot Yehuda, so then Yehuda's remains were properly set up in his ark. But still, he wasn't allowed in to that yeshiva up in the sky. Continues Moshe to say, Ve'elamot Vienna. So he was let in, but still, he wasn't able to properly participate in the discussions. So Moshe Rabbeinu continues, Yadav Ravlo, give him his weapons, so that he could participate in the Milchamta Shel Torah. Lo havi sadek leishmaitet alibad hilchata, but nobody was persuaded by his arguments, so that the halacha should be like him. Continued Moshe, ve'ezer mitzarav tihiyeh. Omer le'rava l'rabba bar mori. I have another one for you. Minoah hamilta de'amri incha. Where does the popular saying come from? The poor get poorer. Bater aniya azla aniyuta. Where does that come from? In the Torah, of course. Oh, my lady, it's a Mishnah. Ashirin meviim bikurim bekalatot shel zahav shel kesef. The rich people bring their bikurim in these beautiful silver and gold baskets, and aniim bring their bikurim in baskets that are salei nitzarim shel aravak lufas. So they bring a peeled aravot wood, which has been made into baskets, but the poor man's basket is bottled to the bikurim and it's given to the kohen. The rich man's basket is returned to the rich man. So there you go, the poor get poorer. So hasalim vabikurim notin lekohanim. Oh, Malei, so Rava said, once again you run far afield. Atam at me'atam. V'ana amina me'acha. I say it's a pasuk in the Torah. V'tamei tamei yikra. So it's not bad enough that this poor guy has got a nega tzarat. He now has to be put into a position of even announcing it to everybody. So you see, when you're bad off, you're even worse off. Where is the saying that the Rabbanan said? Hashkem v'achol b'kayetz mipnei hachama v'chorif mipnei hatzina. Always have an early breakfast. If it's in the summer, it's before it gets hot. If it's in the winter, you should eat because you got to face the cold. The Amri Inche, and there's also a saying that people have, Shitin ruite rohut v'lo motu l'gavr d'mitzav for korach. You can run for 60 miles, but you'll never catch a guy that had a good breakfast. That was the Wheaties commercial. So where did they get that commercial from? Dichtiv. It says a pasuk. Lo yiravu v'lo yitzma'u. See, it says they won't remain hungry and they won't be thirsty, meaning they had their morning coffee and Wheaties. And therefore, the Sharav HaShemesh won't get them. So again, that's Bachorif and Bakayitz. And that's the Makor, says Rav Ahar. Again, far afield. I say, it says in the Pasuk, Vavatem et Hashem Elokechem, that's a reference to Kriyat Shema and Tefillah. And then, Uveirachet lach becha et meimecha, that refers to breakfast. That's pat melach, kiton shomayim. And then continues the posik vasiroti machala mikirbecha. That then you won't get sick. So you see, that's the way to organize your day. Have an early breakfast. Vitanya. Machala, it says machala refers to the gallbladder. You know why? Because lamanikrishma machala, sheshmonim vishlosha chalaim yesh, whereas 83 different illnesses, which is the gematria of machala, and they all come from gallbladder involvement. And kulam patma melach shachrit v'kiton shomayim mevatlan. You can get rid of at least those 83 things by having your Wheaties. Omer le Rava la Rabba bar Mori, mina hamilta d'yam Rabbanan. Where is the saying that the Rabbanan say? Chavracha karyacha chamra. If your friend calls you a donkey, uchba lagabech mush. Put that donkey saddle on your back. Meaning, don't argue with a guy, just go along with him and accept the way he defines it. Omar le, it's a posik, tichtiv, vayomer, Hagar shivchat sarai, emi zebad va'ana telech. So the Malach says to Hagar, shivchat sarai, he calls her Hagar shivchat sarai. Where are you heading? And she responds, bipnei sarai givirti, from my mistress, sarai, anochi barachat. She says, I'm not going to argue with you. Even though the whole Girush and so on had to do with her attitude towards Sarah, and the fact she wasn't willing to accept, now that Avram has taken her, wasn't willing to, all of a sudden she's talking about my mistress Sarah. Omele Ravel Rabba Bar Mori, Minah Milta Damri Inchin. Where does the saying people say come from? Gina'ad Idbech, when something's, you got a problem in you, Kodi Momra, you be the first one to say it, and don't let people discover it. It says, when Eliezer, Eved Avram, came into town, first thing he says to them is, Eved Avram Anochi. So that it shouldn't, the more he waits, the more embarrassing it becomes. And I pointed this, this was the story in Remains of the Dead. There was an Eved, a butler, who didn't tell people he was a butler. In the end, ended up being very embarrassed by the fact that it wasn't the first thing that he said. And it was for exactly the same reason. Eliezer Eved Avram looked like Avram. And over here, the guy's Odin had lent him his beautiful car, his Bentley. So he was driving the Bentley, goes into a pub. So everybody assumes he must be the owner. Omer le Rava la Rabba bar Mori. Minoa milta damri inchi. Where's the saying come from? Shofil v'yozil bar avza. You know that little goose? It walks along shuffling with its head down. But when its head is down, its eyes are up. That's the way its face is built, right? So v'ene mitafe. Its eyes are looking far afield. Omar le dichti v'eti v'ashem la'adomi. Because Abigail, when she's speaking now to David, and she saves him now from the whole Maisa with Naval, but Naval meanwhile is alive. So obviously, I mean, she would like to marry David, but now is not the time. So she says, when God is good to my master, you might remember me at that time. V'zachar tatamata. Omele Rava la Rabba Bamori. I got another one for you. We know Milton Amrich is a saying that goes, Shitin tachli mati la kaka, deko chavri shom avalo ochal. There's 60 different pains in avelut that come to teeth that listen to their friend chewing, and they got nothing to chew. You ever see little piggies that hear another piggy eating? So Omele, I'll tell you where that comes from. Dichtiv, it says, by the Maisvet Adunio, V'li, Ani Avdechal, L'Tzadok HaKohen, U'Levenayo, V'Nyo Yada, L'Shlomo Avdecha, Lo Kara. So apparently, they're complaining that here they make a big su'uda, everybody's having fun, but we're not invited. Omar Lei said, Rava, ach, that's where you learn it from. That's a pretty lousy raya anyway. Because over there, of course, it was death not to be invited. But ana mina meyacha, I got a great raya for you. It says that Yitzchak goes and marries Rivka. Vayevia Yitzchak ala soraimo. And then it goes on to say, Vayikachet Rivka v'dilo l'isha v'yaveh, v'yinachim Yitzchak achareimo, and goes on to say, Vayosef Avram v'yikach isha shma keturah. What's up is now Avram's taking a wife. He hears Yitzchak chewing and he can't resist. So he's also got to get a wife. Amalei Rav al Rabba Bamari. We know how Milta Damri Yitzchak Chamra Lamari Tivuta L'Shakya. Where does the saying come from that the owner, the householder, is the one who owns the wine, but the Akoras Teva is to the butler who's giving out the wine? And Lamaisa, anybody who wants it tries to be a big, on good terms with the waiter. And everybody's talking to the waiter. I mean, it's not his wine. That's how Rashi learns it. Tosfos, the meaning is that the one who is allowed to give out things is the one who makes the decisions to do it with a Yad Rechava. And it's a completely different approach, a different raya, as we'll see in a moment. So both of them ring, both Pshatim, are based on this pasuk. The pasuk says, "Amalei dechti v'samachta yadcha alav," that you, Moshe, should put your hands on Yoshua bin Nun, but it says your hand, v'samachta yadcha, l'man yishmun v'irun kol adat b'nei Yisrael, uchti v'Yoshua bin Nun molei ruach ochma ki samach Moshe yadav alav. So Tosis brings a raya from the fact that it says Yadav. In other words, Moshe used both his hands, even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu had told him, just take care of it. Samachta Yadcha. So you see from there that the one who's giving out gives Ba'in Yofa, even though the Baruch was coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, told him with one hand. Okay, Rashi learns that the meaning is that everybody related to Yoshua bin Nun's Chachma because Moshe had done it. I mean, Moshe puts his hands, it's no better than me putting my hands. Except that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him that through the putting of your hands, I will be able to give him that chokhmah. So you see that even though the chokhmah obviously is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Yoyiv chokhmah l'chachimim, but nonetheless the pasuk attributes the godless of Yeshua and Bnei Yisrael, Kaladat Bnei Yisrael attribute the godless of Yeshua to Meshe Rabbeinu's Yadayim. V'yishmu'u elav kol Bnei Yisrael. Omalei Rava l'Rabba Bar Morei. Here's another one. What's the basis of the popular saying, Kalba bekafne gelole mivla? A dog, if it's hungry enough, will eat its dung, or gelole could mean stones, the different lashanas of gelolem, as we've seen very often. So he told him, Dechtiv nefesh sivea, when you've got enough to eat and you're satisfied. So a nefesh seveya tavus nofet, but a nefesh reiva kol mar matok. So a nefesh that's seveya. So over there, I mean, even something that's absolutely delicious is the best. I mean, yeah, it is just good enough for you. But a nefesh reiva, the most bitter things can be sweet. Omele rava l'rabba bar mori. How about this? Ha milta damri inchi. No, ha milta damri minchi. Mitayo va'ozel dikla bisha gabikina desarche. A decal, a palm that doesn't produce, ends up being in a place where the no-goodniks gather around. So it's in a mokum where batlonim, sarche, mean people that have nothing to do with their lives, so they just hang out. This is a fascinating, by the way, the meaning of kina. It has to do with the kashrus of the hadas, believe it or not. Rashi learns bikina, that there's supposed to be three leaves, bekena achat, which means in coming out of one place. Tosfos says, well, if that's what it means, you ain't ever going to find a kosher hadas, which of course is the truth. All hadas about their apostle, except for one out of maybe 1,000 that you'll find are kosher. I mean, it's almost impossible. Tosfos learns from this Gemara, kina is simply a lashon of area. The kina achat means the same general area. It doesn't mean it has to come out mamish from the same makom. So then you could find kosher hadas. So over here it's the same thing. But ken, not that it's referring to kanim, that this is the place where the reeds that don't do it, but rather they'll all, the sarchi, the batlonim, are to be found bekina achas with this ilan.
Buddies.
Good. That was excellent, Barnea. By the way, I like that article of punters that you sent me. I hope you take it to heart.
It's not Keenan related to Keenan Jones. Because there are people in the same profession.
It must be related. Of course, it's related. That's right. Ein Adam Ella. Yeah, excellent. Anyway, so what's the marker for that? Oh, for that? Dover ze katuv batorah, shunui benevi'im, mishulash bektuvim, tznan bematnitin, tnina bebraita. This thing runs through kol ha'Torah kula. This is like such a central idea that things that are rotten hang out with things that are rotten. And that comes out. Let's go through it. I'll go through it with you. It's Ketubah Torah. How come you have Obama getting together now with Iran? That's it. Shanui Benamim. That's right. The birds of a feather flock together. We're going to actually get to the pasuk that says birds of a feather flock together. Yeah, we're going to get to that. Tichtiv Vayitlakat. It's in the Nevi'im. It says Vayitlaktu El Yiftach Anashim Rekim. Vayuimo, so they, who come? They all come around on Hashim Rekim, hang around the same place. Mishulash bechtuvim, dechtiv kol of lebino yishko. It says all birds hang out together with, that's birds of a feather, indeed flock together. Tosis points out there ain't no such pasuk, which is something of a problem. But the truth is the pasuk appears in Ben Sira, which Tosis himself says maybe it's in Ben Sira. It is in Ben Sira, which of course is a problem. So then why is it called Ketuvim? So the Mefarshim explain we call it Ketuvim because there was a heter to write Ben Sira, and we see that it's quoted. The iser of learning the apocrypha has to do with limud, but the original ketiva was hutar. Therefore, we call it Ketuvim. So that's an interesting approach. So that's birds of a feather. And Bnei Adam Ledomelo, humans also hang around with people like themselves. It's written in a Mishnah, Tznan B'matnitin. Kol ha'mechubar l'tamei tamei, kol ha'mechubar l'tohor tohor. So if you have something, let's say you have a nail that is stuck into a table, so then the nail is also tamei, because the table will be makabel tumah. But if it's in something that is pshute kliyetz, that won't be makabel tuma, so then the nail is not going to be makabel tuma, it becomes potel to it. Tanina bebraita, it's also listed in a braita, Rabbi Elazar Omer, lo lechinam alach zarzir etzel orev. The zarzir is clearly a non-kosher bird. You think that the zarzir is always found together with the ravens for fun. It's found there because mibnei shu'umino, which means that things that are of the same general species hang together, once again, in birds. Omar le'rava l'rabu bar mori. Mino amilte damri inch. It's another one. It's karita chavrecha v'lo anach rami gudaraba shadibe. If you call your friend and he doesn't respond to you, pick up a wall and throw it on his head. So meaning, if you're trying to get through to somebody, you explain to him what he's doing wrong. The guy never responds to you. Don't sit there and spend the rest of your life worrying about him. Tell him to go to hell, basically. And throw a wall on him. That we found also the issue of Haliteo L'Rasha V'Yamot. Somebody doesn't want to respond to Tochacha. So what are you going to do? Make life easier for him. Don't make life easier for him. That's not your responsibility. Where do we find that? So that's Omar Lay, that's a pasuk. Yan ti'artich v'lo ti'har. Because of the fact, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because I try to make you tahor, and you refuse to respond, v'lo ti'har bitumatech, you didn't change your mind, lo ti'tariyod, forget about it. You don't have a chance. Adanichi et chamati bach, I'll take my anger out on you. So in other words, we see HaKadosh Baruch Hu's response is also that. There's not infinite patience over here. You don't want... I tried. If I didn't try, it'd be one thing. I tried my best. You don't respond. Omar le rov al rabba bar mori. How about this one? Mina milta damenish biras de shatit bine lo tishte bekala. If you drank from a cistern, don't throw a stone in that cistern. Omar le dechtiv lo tata'ev adomi ki achichahu. So because of the fact that you lived in Mitzrayim, you do not have a right to be dochehem, because you owe him for the fact that you drank from that land. It's when people say, look, you know, if you do it with me, we can do it together. If not, I'm not going to take it on myself. In other words, you offer somebody a deal. Oftentimes they'll say to you, okay, how much are you going to go in for? Well, I wasn't interested in going in. All right, fine, so I'm not either. In other words, it's not that I can't do it myself. Obviously, I can do it myself. But the point is, people like to do things when the other person is in it with them. I want you to come in with me. Where do you see that? So he tells Deborah, you come with me, I go. You don't come with me, I don't go. Umrele Ravel Rabba Bar Mori. We know Milted Amri Inchi. Karavina Zutri Lagavri. You know, when we were younger, then we were macho. Ashtad the Kashisha, now we're older, now everybody treats us like children. Ladardiki. Oh, Marley, sure. Me corrective. There we were, a young Klal Yisrael. And Vashem Olech Lifneem Yomam, Bamudanan, like we're on the top of the world. Land Chotam Madarech, Velaila, Bamudesh La Yirlam. And then we get older. Lebesof Hashem says, "Yeah, the heck with it." Inei Anochi Shaleach Malach Lefanecha Lishmorcha. But there, I'll send a nursemaid. Exactly. I'll send a nursemaid. Yeah, we'll come visit you every once in a while in the old age home, and that'll be it. Okay, we. Afa pishur noten lo enim chalo achiva keish mimen nu shenemar viata sheve sheta ich uminayin shim lo machalo shuagzari or minayin shelo yeagzari. But there Almanat Liftor is Patur. Asei chen li'ish ploni, Almanat Liftor chayav even. Bein begufo, bein bemamono. Tonu Rabban. Kol elu shamru d'mei boshto, abot saro is internal pain. Afilo evi kol eleine vayot shebo olam e nimcha lo ad shivakesh bimenu. Shenemra ashev eshet ha'ish ki naviu, v'yitpalel ba'atcha. What's that supposed to mean? Eshet navi bo yaduri. Eshet acher lo bo yaduri. Omri, Shmuel bar Nachmani, Omri, Rabbi Yonatan. Ashev eshet ha'ish mikol makon. V'deka amret, ha'goy gam tzadik ta'arog. Halo, hu amar li achotiu, hi v'yiyan gam hi amra achiu. Na, naviu. וכבר לימד, וכבר למד, וממך למד, אכסנאי שבא לעיר, על עסקי אכילה ושתייה שואלים אותו, על עסקי אשתו שואלים אותו. אשתך היא, אחותך היא, מכאן לבין נוח שנהרג, שהיה לו ללמוד ולא למד. כי עוצור עצר השם, אומר רב אלעזר, כשתי עצירות הללו למחת בי שכבה זרע, שתיים באישה שכבה זרע ולידה. במתנית התנא שתיים בשכבה זרע קטנים, שלושה באישה שכבה זרע קטנים ולידה. רבינו אומר שלוש בית שכבת זרע וקטנים ופיתה בעת, ארבעה באישה שכבת זרע ולידה קטנים ופיתה בעת. בעת כל רחם, אמר מדבר בי אלפין התרנגולת של בית אבימלך לא הטילה בית סתה. אומלי רב אל הרב בר מורי מנוע מילדות אמר רבנו כאן מבקש רחמים על חבר ובו צריך לאותו דבר ונענה תחילה. אומלי דכתיב השם שב את שפוט יאוב ובהתפללו בעד ראי אומלי. אתם את מעטם, אנא מן המאחר והתפלל אברהם אלוהים ויפל עם את אבימלך ואת אשתו ואמותיו. וכתיב השם פקד את שרה כאשר אמר אברהם אל אבימלך. אומלי רב אל הרב בר מורי מנוע מילדות אמר אין שבעד יהוד צלה כי קרבה. אמלאי דכתיב, למה תריבו אליי כולכם פשעתם בי, כולכם פשעתם בי, נו משם. אמלאי, אתם עד מעטם, אנא מן המייחה, אדן המיינתם לשמור מצוותיי ותורותיי, including משה ואהרון. אמלאי רב אל הרב אמר מרכתי ומקצה יחב לקח חמישה אנשים, מה נהיו חמישה? אמלאי, אמר רבי יוחנן נתן שהוכפלו בשמות, יהודה נעמי יכפלו, מי יכפלו, אמלאי, that was למילת היהודי יכפל. דיומר שהוא בר נחמני, אמר רבי יונתן, מי דכתיב יחי ראובן וימות ומיטב מספר, וזאת ליהודה, מה הקשר? כל אותם 40 שנה שהיו ישראל במדבר יצבותיו של יהודה מגוגלים בארון, עד שבא משה וביקש רחמים, אמר לפניו ריבונו של עולם, מי גרם לראובן שיודע יהודה, שמה השם כה יהודה, על אברי לשעפה, לא אבי כמאסקר וטיפטי רקיע ולמות תביינו, לא אבי ידע מי כאמר רבנו למלישקל מיטרח בת הרבנון, ידיו רב לו, לא אבי סבק לשמעת את העלי בדהילכתה, ואיזר מצרף תהיה. אמר לי רב אל הרב בר מורי מנוע מילדות אמרים שבתר אני אז אני אותה. אמר לי דצנן, השירים מביאים ביקור מקלטות של זהב ושל כסף, ועניים בסלים נצרים של ערבה כלופה. הסלים והביקורים נתונים לכהנים. אמר לי, אתה אמרת מי אתה ואנא מן המאחה, ותמי תמי יקרא. Omele Rav Le Rabba Bar Mor Minoyim Lo Tadam Rabban Anash Kim Vecho Bakaitz Bnei Achama Bechor Bnei Atzina V'yamri Inchi Shitin Ruti Rod V'lo Motu L'gav Le Mitzaf Rakorach Dechtiv V'lo Yirovu V'lo Yitzvu V'lo Yakim Shirav Hashemesh Omele Yayatam V'yatam Ana Min Me'acha V'avartem Et Hashem Elokeichem Kriyat Shema V'tvila Berachet Lach Mechor V'et Be'mecha Supat Be'melok Yit Hashemayim Mikan V'elek V'hasirot Imachala Mikir Becha ותניה, מחלה זו מרה. למה נקרא שמה מחלה? 83 ושלושה חולאים יש בה, which is מחלה בגימטריה הכי אבי. וכולם פת במלח שחרית וכיתות שמיים מבטלן. אומר לרב לרב בר מורי מינוי מיד אדם רבו נחברך קרחך אמרה, וכפל אגבי חמוש. אומר לי דכתיב היום הרגר שבחת שרי, אימי זה בד ואנה תלכי, ותאמר מפני שרי גבירתי אנוכי בורחת. אומר לי רב לרב בר מורי מינוי מיד אדם ריצ'י מיד גנדית וחקרים אמרה, אומר לי דכתיב היום עבד אברהם אנוכי. אומר לי רב לרב בר מורי מינוי מיד אדם ריצ'י שופו ויוזו בר אבזה ועיניה מטייפה, אומר לי דכתיב היטיב השם לאדוני וזכרת את עמתך. אומר לי רב לרב בר מורי מינוי מיד אדם ריצ'י שתתח למטי לקרקע את הקרקע ושמה ולא אכל. אומר לי דכתיב ולי אני עבדך לצדוק הכהן ולבניו וניהו ידע ולשלום עבדך לא קרה. אומר לי אתם ואתם אנא מן מיחה. ויביאה יצחק אוהל השרה אמו ויקח את רבקה ותילה לשם ויביאה. וינחם יצחק אחרי אמו וכתיבשרה ויוסף אברהם ויקח אישה שמה כתורה. אומר לי רב רב בר מורי מינוי מיד אדם ריצ'י חמר למורי תיבות רשקיה. אומר לי דכתיב וסמכת את ידך עליו למען ישבון וירון כל הדת בני ישראל וכתיב יהושע בן נון מלא רוח חוכמה כי סמך משה את ידם עליו ושמע עליו כל בני ישראל. אומר לי רב לרב בר מורי מינוי מיד אדם ריצ'י קלבה בחנפי גלל עם מבלה דכתיב נפש שביעת אבוז נופת נפש רעבה כומר מתוק. אומר לי רב לרב בר מורי מינוי מיד אדם ריצ'י מתאהב הזאת דקלה בישה גבי קינן דסרחי. אומר לי, וואו, דבר זה כתוב בתורה, שלוי בנביאים, משולש בכתובים, וצנעה במתניתין, וצנינה בברייתא, כתיב, כתוב בתורה של המה וילך יישא וישמעאל, שנוי בנביאים דכתיב ויתלקתו יפתח אנשים ריקים יהיו עמו, משולש בכתובים יתחיל כל עוף למינו ישכון ובני אדם לדומה לו, צנעה במתניתין, כל המחור בלתומי תמי, כל המחור בלתור הטהור, צנינה בברייתא, רבי אלעזר אומר, לא לחינם על אכזר זה רצל או רב, אלא מפני שהוא מינו. אומר לי רב לרב בר מורי מינוי מיד אדם ריצ'י כברית אל חברך ולא ענך רמי גודא רבא שדי בי. אומר לי ינתי עתיך ולא תיארת בתומתך לא תתארי עוד. אומר לי רב לרב בר מורי מינוי מיד אדם ריצ'י בירוש לשתית מיני לא תשתבק הלאה. אומר לי דכתיב לא תתאב אדומי כי אחיך ולא תאב מצרי כי גר הייתי בארצו. אומר לי רב לרב בר מורי מינוי מיד אדם ריצ'י דליתה דורה דלינה והיא לא לא דלינה. אומר לי דכתיב ויאמר לברק אם תלכי מי והלכתי אם לא תלכי מי לא ילך. אומר לי רב לרב בר מורי מינוי מיד אדם ריצ'י כתבין זוטרי לגברי השתי לקשיש לנדר דקי. אומר לי מיקור כתיב השם הלך לבני המיום העם בעמוד ענן חוטה מדרך ולילה בעמודי איש לא יהיו להם ולבסוף כתיב הנה אנוכי שולח מלאך לפניך לשמור לך בדרך.